escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, he may have spoken a little too soon. I'm on ABCNews.com. I guess after the verdict was read this morning, which found Sean Diddy Combs was guilty of the two lesser charges that he faced, I'm not minimizing their severity, I'm just saying these are ones where he will definitely not be going to prison for the rest of his life, or at least it's highly unlikely. And he was acquitted of the more serious charges of racketeering and human sex trafficking. Apparently, he got down after the jury was dismissed and everything was pretty much over with, he gets down on the floor behind the defense table and leans onto his chair and says a prayer. Nothing wrong with that. I don't know that he's particularly religious based on the way that he behaves in real life, but whatever. Then looks to his family seated behind him and says, "I'm coming home, baby. I'm coming home, baby." The judge has just denied him bail. He is not coming home, and he is likely going to prison when he is sentenced in a matter of weeks or maybe a
month. Did he misunderstand or misread the verdicts as they were delivered?
No, because I think everybody knew, I'm sure his attorney if they're worth their salt, said, "Listen, if we can skate on the racketeering and the human sex trafficking, you're still going to go to prison if you're found guilty on the transportation for prostitution, but you're not going to prison for the rest of your life. You will taste freedom again." And that's what he was found guilty of, was two counts of transportation for prostitution. But as soon as they read off the racketeering, keep in mind this was in federal court, so there were no TVs.
Yeah.
And so the reporters were outside court literally reading off their phones as their colleagues, were texting out the verdicts as they were happening in real time. And when I heard not guilty of racketeering, I was like, wow, he's definitely not going to prison for the rest of his life. And then not guilty on count two, which was human trafficking, guilty on three, which was transportation for prostitution, not guilty on count four, which was human trafficking, and guilty on five, which was prostitution.
Now, he can still be charged at the state level for the same crimes based on the amount of evidence that we now know exists.
I don't think so.
Well, even in the domestic violence,
he can be charged with that because
aspect of the case.
He could be charged theoretically with anything he wasn't charged with on the federal level, because otherwise that constitutes double jeopardy. I don't believe, and maybe I'm wrong, and an attorney, Sam, if you're right, I'll freely admit that you're right and I'm wrong. I don't think you can do that. However, having said that, now wait a minute. I remember when John E. Robinson was first arrested in, I think, 1999 or 2000, he was brought up on state charges in both Kansas and then Missouri, because some of the murders occurred in Kansas, some of the murders occurred in Missouri. I'm trying to remember if they charged him on the federal level, because one of the women was
I think it was both
kidnapped in Missouri and then murdered in Kansas.
According to legal experts, whatever, this is the internet, so believe it if you want to.
Yeah.
Federal laws and state laws are technically different.
Okay.
So there, it's not double jeopardy because he was tried under a federal statute.
Got
so
it.
If whatever state these alleged crimes happened in, he can be charged within that state for sex trafficking through intimidation, violence, or coercion.
Okay. All right.
When we get
then
back,
then I'm wrong.
Did you see that? There's like three movies I want to see right now. Jurassic World Rebirth roared to $260 million worldwide for its box office opening.
It was prehistoric numbers.
Mm-hmm. Get up. That is headline number one.
I honest to God, I need you to leave.
Headline number two is not as positive. Have you read the reviews?
Are they bad? Are they good?
It's not good.
Oh.
But I want to go see
told you
it.
That.
I love the Jurassic Park
franchise.
Did you
go see the last one, Lost World or whatever?
Yes.
It was terrible.
You know, I think there are more casualties in this one. Like, get back to the basics. We want to see dinosaurs eating bad people. But the reviews are not all flowery.
Well, similar to the Fast and Furious series, we're not in it for the plot line at this point.
I agree, Sam.
I want to see dinosaurs eating people, just like I want to see cars flying out of helicopters.
Why do they keep bringing the dinosaurs back to life? Didn't they learn their lesson in the first one in 1993?
One of the reviews says the movie is better off extinct.
Okay. Quick break for the news. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.